All right, what are we looking at here? Well, dear students, hope you're not looking at the right side, which says don't peek. Yes, yes, you hope you're looking at the left side. These are the 30 stocks in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. We discussed the Dow Jones Industrial Average, or normally just called the Dow, in the presentation, and we find that it is the most popular index to tell us how the market, stock market as a whole, is doing, although it is extremely flawed. A much better measure is the Standard & Poor's 500 index, which contains 500 companies. This only contains 30. But this makes a great exercise because we can take a look at 30 companies. And most of these companies you've heard of, obviously they're brand names. Some of them you may not have. Well, who's 3M? Huh? 3M. Minnesota Mining and Materials? Right, they make Scotch tape and Post-it notes, and they make thousands of different products. Maybe you haven't heard of Merck and Pfizer. They're drug companies. Travelers and United Healthcare, those are insurance companies. Cisco, they make internet equipment. Boeing makes planes. Who else? Oh, United Technologies. Otis Elevators, Pratt & Whitney Jet Engines, Sikorsky Helicopters. They're an industrial conglomerate. And the name Dow Jones Industrial Average really is a bit of a misnomer, isn't it? Because most of these companies are not industrial companies. Nike, McDonald's, Disney. But the name is stuck. Well, most people just call it the Dow. Now, here's the deal. I'm going to give you $10,000 83 years ago. How's that? Huh? Cool? And you're going to pick one company. Now remember, or think about it, folks, was Walmart or Microsoft or Intel, were they around 83 years ago? No. So what you find is that from time to time, the company known as Dow Jones, which is now owned by Fox News, but that's the company that publishes the Wall Street Journal and Barron's, and Charles Dow was the guy in 1896 who created the Dow Jones Industrial Average. They, from time to time, will remove one company and place it with another company. So, for example, look at the bottom, Walmart. Walmart wasn't around 83 years ago, but Woolworths was. And some of you have never even heard of Woolworths, but if you go down to Mexico, it's still around. It's a department store. They look a little bit like a small Target. Woolworths is still in the United States, but it has morphed into the Foot Locker. That's what's left of Woolworths here in the United States. So you choose one company, and if you chose, for example, Walmart, that meant you originally purchased Woolworths, and in 1997, when Dow Jones kicked out Woolworths and put Walmart in, you sold your Woolworths stock and bought Walmart stock. Make sense? Okay, now choose one in the face-to-face class. What we do is we ask everybody to choose one and we put them up on the board, but you can't do that right here. So you choose one, and then you're ready to do what? Then you're ready to peek at the right side. How did you do? Even in hindsight, it is difficult for investors to choose which companies will do well and which will do poorly. The stock that did the best made its money, or makes its money, selling toothpaste, shampoo, diapers, soap. Procter & Gamble. Who are they? Tide, Head & Shoulders, Charmin, Pampers. Right, they make consumer products. But look at GE, Exxon, Coca-Cola, Home Depot. Right. Look at the bottom, Cisco. United Healthcare, Verizon. Wait a minute. Is Cisco really that bad? What happened with Cisco? It's not Cisco's fault, folks. No, what happened is Dow Jones waited until 2009 when General Motors was in bankruptcy before they took it out. and then they put in Cisco. So don't blame Cisco. Yes, exactly. And that's why an index with only 30 stocks is really not the best choice, not the best choice for a popular index, but that's what we're stuck with. Another one was AIG. AIG was one of the companies that created the financial disaster back in 2008 and 9, and they wound up in receivership. And yeah, they were kicked out, and they put in Kraft, and then they kicked Kraft out and put in United Healthcare. So I guess they wanted to get back to the insurance. AIG is an insurance company, so they wanted to get another insurance company. I don't know. You have to ask them. Kraft was spun off from Philip Morris, which sold cigarettes, which used to be in the Dow, but people didn't like the fact that there was a cigarette company in the Dow, Jones Industrial Average, but it was there for decades, and it's done very well for its investors. So take a look at this. Can stocks make us wealthy, dear students? Can stocks make us sad? Yeah. But if we take a long-term perspective and we don't chase after the next big thing, we should do pretty well for ourselves. Wishing you the best of luck and success. Stick with us, folks. We're going to get the mutual funds soon enough, and that's where most of us will invest in stocks through mutual funds. See ya!